their APPs in March, end of March, towards the end of the slide number four. I'm just thinking, Chairperson, because I see the department will present their budget and APP together with the QCTO as well as SAQUA. So when do we have for those APPs, because there are others that we must then do perhaps in the next term. I just wanted to get clarity on that. By what date must those have been done?
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. This is the first term program, so the other entities, they'll respond, I mean, they'll come to present in the second term, their APPs. So we haven't developed the second term program for
maybe we should say quarter, first quarter, and then second quarter, okay.
Then
follow up.
Yeah, no, and then it was just, look, Chair, I know that it's a very tight program, I had requested previously, but it wasn't in writing, to say, well, I would, as a member of the portfolio committee, I would like to get a briefing from the working group on fee-free higher education. I think it would be very valuable for the committee. From the working group itself, so not just the department, but both the working group, I know it was shared by Prof. Swart, if I'm not mistaken, and others, and the department, so that we can better understand the funding landscape for our students, TVET colleges and universities.
Okay, there's an input on the working group coming to present to us, as long as you'll be available. I don't have a problem. Hard work, I think we're here for that. And then there's another hand, Ms. Killian, and then Ms. Nkuna.
Chairperson, yes, I think what we could do is we could indeed have that as part of a presentation in our second term. Because
second quarter?
Yes, we call it terms here, Chairperson. The department calls it terms, we call it, quarters, we call it terms in Parliament. So what I'm just suggesting is if I look at this, it is a very significant program and we really need to plan very well and read all previous documents as well for this. So I think we could certainly slot that in and we could ask our committee secretary that is a provision is made for that at the beginning of our second term.
You see the other matter that I think we need to monitor is the international agreements. I don't know if there are any international agreements, but we need to monitor in terms of where are they and then, you know. So maybe we should also get a presentation on the international agreements, the department's international agreements. So that, yeah, maybe when they come to present, they can also tell us about it so that we can monitor, must know exactly what is it that they've agreed upon and how far have they gone with regard to implementation and whether they are budgetary, the budget is financial implication. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I was going to say the same thing, that we accommodate it during the second term. We don't tamper with this one because already it's too tight.
Chair, I've got a very radical proposal since we're in radical transformation. And I've actually mentioned this before. I understand that on a Wednesday that the minister got cabinet meetings. And I see everything is continuing on a Wednesday. I don't mind meeting on a Tuesday to accommodate the minister if we have our meetings on Tuesdays. Now, I know there's issues with venues, but I just want it to be investigated further, Chairperson. I know that we maybe can't change this right now. But I found it very, very valuable to have I'll show yourself as well, to have at least the deputy minister here today. So I wanted just to make that submission, Chairperson, because I feel we're losing something by having this on a Wednesday.
All right, we look into the matter. Maybe another information. information that we need is the legislation plan. I don't know if I'm putting it across clearly. Please, you can reconstruct my... The legislation plan I'm talking about, what are they planning to... What, which are those legislations that they're planning to in this tech, the whole tech? So how must we coin it? The legislation development plan. Yes? Yes, Ms. Killian?
I was wondering if we could say revisions of the current legislative mandate of the department, you know, revisions of the acts which form part of the legislative mandate, because they have made reference to that, but it would actually help a lot if we have a program of when we can plan as a committee for the tabling of possible amendment acts. So if they could give us a program of their proposals on legislative amendments. I was just wondering if we shouldn't just the third bullet from the bottom of page 2. The way that we have the sentence there, if we could perhaps just rephrase it to read, and I would like to make a recommendation, by starting the sentence with the second line, significant progress was made in so far as the migration of the TVET sector is concerned. However, the process of migration of the AET sector was lagging behind. If we put it like that, it reads quite well with the introductory phrase at the top where it says the minister highlighted some of the key challenges encountered during the process, which include. So that's just my recommendation. It's the same content.
There's a proposal for these corrections. Do I have your support? Support it. Yeah. All right, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Any adoption? Any proposal for adoption? Ms. Nkunu, seconded by Ms. Kike. So the minutes are adopted as a true reflection of what transpired in the previous meeting. And then we have the report that we... It's a report of the... Child Skills Fund, page 1, any corrections? Page 2, you can see you're tired.
Chairperson, I have to admit I didn't bring mine along, but it's fine, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You do want to call? Thanks to me. Thanks to you. All right, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. 4. 5. Any proposal for adoption? Mrs. Gadime? Seconda? Mrs. Kuhn. Let's move on to the report of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training on the annual report 2013/14 of the Local Government Sector Education and Training Authority. It said this is Sector Education and Training Authority. The report was circulated last week. Shall we now look at the correctness of the report? Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Yes, page 7.
I think 7 and 8, yeah, just with regards to the recommendations, there were two that I've got that I believe were part of the recommendations. The one was what I had raised earlier in this meeting in terms of the bonuses. Well, it will be an additional point on page 8, Chairperson, because there isn't a point on that, but it's technically page 7 because it deals with the local government sector in particular. And then the other one was with regards to the and it came up in this meeting as well, the targets and objectives, the points around them were they modest, were they measurable, and the other one was on the unachievability of targets, there were insufficient reasons. So what the recommendation was to say that that targets, I can't remember exactly, I must be assisted by my committee members, Chairperson, but it was around the reasons the AG found them to be insufficient, that perhaps the department needs to look at these targets and why they're not being met, the real reasons why they're not being met, because the reasons that were given in the annual reports were insufficient. I think that there are two or three in that what I said, sure. Okay, I'll forward it to Anila and get circulated to the committee. Shortage of time, but rather to limit those presenting than to limit us as members, because we have very specific things that we want to ask, and we've prepared beforehand, so we cannot limit ourselves to three questions. Sometimes it's impossible because that preparation is useless and we're not able to do our job properly. That's just the first one that I wanted to raise. The second one, Chair, was just to ask yourself as Chair, because sometimes we ask questions, but we know some of them try to, because we are trying to hold them accountable, they're going to try and wiggle and not, they're going to talk around and not answer the question. Just for yourself as Chair to be a little bit more vigilant, Chair, where in the questions that you ask, so that if you see they're not answering the question, very quickly we don't waste any time, because we have to come back and re-ask the questions again, and it wastes a lot of time in trying to hold them accountable. Those are just the two points that I wanted to make, Chairperson, respectfully.
Points are noted, and they'll be of good use. Yes,
Chairperson, sorry, I didn't want to delay us, but I think it is, in fact, very good that we just structure how we operate. What some of the committees are doing is they are in fact limiting the number of slides. You know, sometimes some of these entities come in with 38 or 39 slides. They're in fact limiting slides to say your presentation should contain the highlights, because the members are reading the other reports, no more than 12 slides. And you are allocated X time for the presentation, whereafter we can probe further. And I think that is very helpful. Now, what sometimes happens is sometimes the presentations are taken and members take notes. And then when they come in, they ask on specific entities. But we can develop our own style of how we work. But I think what is going to be helpful is if we actually pose the questions and not pose too many, so that they are compelled to answer the questions. Because otherwise what happens is in the whole bucket of questions, they can select what they are answering. And I think that is making our work very difficult. We must compel them to answer. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate these inputs. They are aimed at us improving or taking our performance to another level, because Kevesta should be working very hard here. But there's nothing wrong in us, you know, rising to greater altitudes. Thank you very much for your inputs. Ms. Mkuni?
Thank you, Chair. I understand what my colleagues are saying, but I think it's also important to hear what the entities are saying, because some of the things, they are not as detailed as when they are explaining them. And at times we are able to get some of the things, you know, the important points that were not on the reports themselves. You know, they will be tempted to say things that they were hiding. So, I don't know, we must just try to strike a balance, yeah. Not to say we're giving them less time, because it's not assisting us.
Okay. I think, coming from all your inputs, I think we should assist one another with regard to those slides that you think are key. And then you advise me on this one in particular, because you have a question. I would want this one so that I also prepare in this line. We identify slides that we would like them to. So which means also your reading will assist me big times. But before I come here, indicate which slides you'd like presented so that you can also elaborate and go deep with your questions to get a better insight for those slides. So you see, I took one of you of yours, but it brings, you know, everybody. You assist me with the slides that you'd like to see, you'd like to get presentation from, and then get more time. Give more time to members to present, but also when you present, I want you to assist. It mustn't be too long, because hey, you know, to cut a person short, it's like I'm rude, but I promise you, as you speak, it does come up like I'm rude, but I have to cut you at some point for control purposes. This position is a very difficult one. You have to control also, did you know? Okay, no, that's fine. Please,
Chair, I don't want you to delay us. I just want you to assist me, because we have reports, And in those reports are recommendations. And sometimes during the meeting, I'm not sure when are we actually recommending. Because we'll say, for example, we must ask three questions. I know I abuse that because I don't have a choice in the matter myself. But then we're not allowed to make opening statements or presentations or recommendations. Because you are only confined to certain things. Maybe then we must have a section where we just, after everyone leaves, we just speak about what are we recommending and agree on that so that there's no confusion on those things.
You remember when we started, I said, if you make any, you know, engagement, you must also come up with proposals on how you see us correcting. Yeah, I think with the passage of time, we relaxed on that. But now you are right. After the meeting, but then we must be available. Just to spend just on how, what are we recommending? So I get it from the members. Yeah, that, to me, that's progressive. Thank you very much. I like it. That's why I said this is our meeting, and together we will do more on this meeting. Why are you smiling? Okay, Ms. Nkun.
Maybe, Chair, let us stick to what we are saying, what we have initially proposed in the beginning, where one would state a question and then have a proposal. Because now we'll have two meetings, something similar to what happened with V454, but in the fourth floor. Then we ended up spending more time going back to the same things. I think what the content advisor, the researcher, whoever, does the consolidation, they do it correctly. Let us have our questions and propose recommendations or solutions to those challenges. That one worked. That's why they are able to write reports and capture.
But I have also discovered that they also leave out some other issues in my reading. So I think what will happen, but also in the past, you know what I did? I would then say to the researcher and to the content advisor, give us a summary, high level. Remember, but now if you look from the way we're working now, we don't find that space for that summary. So maybe the best would be, okay, you can propose whilst you're talking, but at the end, I think we'll spend about 10 minutes just looking at the summary. So which means you will have to actively participate in terms of drafting. So at the end, this is what we'd like to get. You remember we even fought where was it, Pretoria. That's what I was looking for. When I couldn't get it, then I had a problem. So I'm trying to say everybody here must actively participate so that at the end you give us this information. It can be visitors in the meeting. Yes.
Look, I think, Chairperson, that's a very good proposal. There was a reason why I raised the chair was because you don't always have the time to raise all your recommendations because you'll even wait for other people to ask questions, then you learn other things. And I'm not saying we must have another meeting afterwards, I'm just saying maybe even if it's 10 minutes, like you said, we can listen to what is already the summary of recommendations and we can add to that to amend and see if people are not happy or whatever the case is.
Thank you. Honourable members, I really would like to keep you here forever, you know? Can you see how kind I am? So please allow. All right, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned. Did you see this?